Chapter 1. The War on Science. Wherever the people are well informed, they can be trusted with their own government. That whenever things get so far wrong as to attract their notice, they may be relied on to set them to rights. Thomas Jefferson, January 8, 1789. Houston, we have a problem. Thomas Jefferson's trust in the well-informed voter lies at the heart of the modern democracy that has, over the course of two centuries, come to guide the world. Much like the invisible hand that guides Adam Smith's economic marketplace, so too does the invisible hand of the people's will guide the democratic process. Faith in this idea is so central to democracy that George Washington emphasized it in the nation's first inaugural address. No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand, which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States, he told a joint session of Congress gathered in Federal Hall, which stood kitty-corner to today's New York Stock Exchange. But lately, the invisible hand seems confused and indecisive. Democratic governments the world over are increasingly paralyzed, unable to act on many key issues that threaten the economic and environmental stability of their countries and the world. They often enact policies that seem to run against their own interests, quashing or directly contradicting well-known evidence. Ideology and rhetoric guide policy discussions, often with a brazenly willful denial of facts. Even elected officials seem willing to defy laws, often paying negligible prices. And the civil society we once knew now seems divided and angry, defiantly embracing unreason. Everyone, we are told, has his or her own experience of reality, and history is written by the victors. What could be happening? At the same time, science and technology have come to affect every aspect of life on the planet. There is a phase change going on in the scientific revolution, a shifting from one state to another, as from a solid to a liquid. There is a sudden quantitative expansion of the number of scientists and engineers around the globe, coupled with a sudden qualitative expansion of their ability to collaborate with each other over the Internet. These two changes are dramatically speeding up the process of discovery and the convergence of knowledge across once separate fields, a process Harvard entomologist Edward O. Wilson named consilience. We now have fields where economics merges with environmental science, electrical engineering with neuroscience and physics, computer science with biology and genetics, astronomy with biology, and many more. This consilience is shedding new light on long-held assumptions about the world we live in and the nature of life. Over the course of the next 40 years, science is poised to create more knowledge than humans have created in all of recorded history, completely redefining our concepts about and power over life and the physical and mental worlds as we assume editing control over the genetic code and mastery in our understanding of the brain. One only has to recall the political battles fought over past scientific advances to see that we are in for a rocky ride. How that rush of new knowledge will impact life, how it will be applied through technology and law, and whether our societies and governments will be able to withstand the immense social and economic upheavals it will bring, depends upon whether we can update our political process to accommodate it. Can we manage the next phase of the scientific revolution to our advantage, or will we become its unwilling victims? If that were not enough, the explosion of information technology is creating a power struggle between individual privacy and the public good, and between organizations, businesses, criminal enterprises, terrorist groups, and governments who seek to use this new technology for influence and control. Sensing technology and robotics are threatening to replace millions of truck drivers and taxi drivers over the next decade, and to mechanize warfare with tiny autonomous robots that carry enough charge and intelligence to hunt and kill humans. These advancements have prompted many of the world's leading scientists and engineers to warn that we must get ahead of artificial intelligence before it gets ahead of us. As we are being overwhelmed by new scientific and technological developments, we also are facing a host of legacy challenges caused by commercialization of the incomplete scientific knowledge of the past. Thanks to early science, humans have prospered, but at a cost. Significant climate disruption, unprecedented environmental degradation, massive extinction of other species, vast economic and power inequities, and a world armed to the teeth with the products of a military-industrial complex, including weapons that could destroy nearly all life on the planet. Without a better way of incorporating science into our policymaking, democracy may ultimately fail its promise. We now have a population that we cannot support without destroying our environment, and the developing world is advancing by using the same model of unsustainable development. We are 100% dependent on science and technology to find a solution.